It's Friday, May 23rd, 2025, and here's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. A Rice Lake man sentenced in federal court for selling methamphetamine. Keep safety in mind and a helmet on your head if hitting the trails, reminds the DNR. Wisconsin's congressional delegation splits on the Big Beautiful Bill, and muskie season opens Saturday. Good morning, I'm News Editor Carl Cooley for the NorthwestNow.net News Center. Here's our top story. A Rice Lake man was sentenced to 7.5 years in federal prison for distributing methamphetamine. The Department of Justice said 34-year-old David Anderson of Rice Lake was sentenced Tuesday to 7.5 years in prison plus supervised release for 7.5 years. Authorities said in April 2024, Anderson sold methamphetamine to a police informant, and a search of his home turned up more than 200 grams of meth packaged for sale. Some Memorial Day weekend reminders from the Department of Natural Resources. Sean Maloney takes a look.
The DNR says if you're planning on riding an ATV or UTV this weekend, make sure to wear a helmet and seatbelt, drive sober, and follow all route rules. Don't travel in unfamiliar areas, and let someone not riding with you know where you're going and when you'll return. The DNR is also asking you to keep wildlife wild by keeping a respectful distance and observing from afar. Don't feed wild animals and try not to interrupt their normal social behaviors. More info can be found on the DNR website. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin's Republican House members all voted for the One Big Beautiful Bill. Bob Haig takes a look.
The Republican-authored budget bill has been panned by Wisconsin's Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, who says it would increase the federal deficit over the next 10 years. At the same time, Democrats condemn massive cuts to SNAP, Medicaid, and other support programs to cover new tax breaks for billionaires and corporations. But 6th District Congressman Glenn Grothman says the bill is full of wins for the American people, including lower taxes and higher wages and no tax on tips. 7th District Representative Tom Tiffany posted to X that the bill means more money in your pocket, while 5th District Congressman Scott Fitzgerald said it makes good on promises to bring tax relief, reduce government waste, and secure the border. Democrats Mark Pocan and Gwen Moore voted no on the bill, which still needs to pass the U.S. Senate. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services highlights the impact of President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill on food benefits. House Republicans narrowly passed the budget reconciliation bill with a set of proposals to cut funding for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, which provides food benefits to low-income families. The bill now goes to the U.S. Senate for consideration. DHS has started to analyze how these cuts would impact all Wisconsinites, including taking food away from families, shifting costs to state taxpayers, and increasing red tape requirements, making it harder to get food assistance. Wisconsin Medicaid Director Bill Hanna says the cuts would cost Wisconsin approximately $314 million every year while putting 90,000 state residents at risk of losing SNAP benefits, which are also known as food share in Wisconsin. SNAP assists nearly 700,000 Wisconsinites and can be used at most stores as well as many farmers markets. Democrats in the Wisconsin legislature are responding to a crisis for child care in the state. Senator Keldo Royce of Madison says state funding is urgently needed.
$480 million is the investment that we need at a minimum to stabilize and keep our child care industry afloat. Our kids are worth it.
Roy says they're sick of hearing excuses from Republicans.
We've heard everything from parents to just stay home and drop out of the workforce, because I think a lot of my colleagues don't recognize that that is not feasible economically for the vast majority of families in this state anymore. This is not the 1950s. Mm-hmm. Parents need two incomes, and that is barely enough for folks to survive.
Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee removed over $400 million in child care funding from Governor Tony Evers' proposed state budget, and efforts to increase funding will need Republican support. It's time to get out the big tackle and get ready to reel in some monsters. Raymond Newbert is on the line.
Muskie season opens up on Wisconsin waters on Saturday. WXPR in Rhinelander reports that northern Wisconsin waters are warmer than usual this season, so that means the muskies are done spawning and should be looking to feed. That could make for some excellent fishing for the Memorial Day weekend. Wardens remind you to have proper gear on hand to handle larger fish, like a sturdy net, pliers to remove hooks, and gloves to protect from bites. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. I'm News Director Carl Cooley. Have a great Friday.